Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated, visit myspecialmortgage.com. That's myspecialmortgage.com.
104.3 The Fan presents Big Al and D-Mac with a big story of the day.
I guess the Nuggets came in second. So the only thing I can deduce from LeBron James signing with the Lakers, Alfred, is the Nuggets must have come in second. That's a tough one.
The Nuggets did make a run for LeBron James, and he chose to go to Los Angeles. And I think there are going to be many more moves that happen there. And
really? Like what?
Kawhi Leonard, I think, will be there at some point. It's just getting a package together that is.
Because right now, what is that Lakers team right now?
LeBron James.
Right. So that's maybe they make the playoffs team right now?
It's a 4 seed.
Mm. No kidding, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then if they're a 4 seed, what are the Nuggets with Jokic and Barton?
A 9 seed.
Oh, man, you are so pessimistic.
I mean, what do we do? Did we get any better?
We got 2 huge free agent signings.
Huh?
Huh?
What do you mean, free agent signings?
Well, they got Jokic and they got Barton.
Hmm.
They also got Michael Porter Jr. Don't forget that.
That's a draft pick.
That's the important one. Michael Porter Jr. is going to be the guy.
You really think the Lakers are set up right now, instantly, with that roster they have to be get the 4th seed in the West?
4 seed.
Mm. I don't know. We'll see. They were pretty bad last year.
Yeah, but when you take the game's greatest player and you insert him on a team, that team instantly becomes better.
I got to give you that. But how much better is that going to be? I mean, they were one of the worst. They go from one of the worst to the 4th place team?
That's right. Who did LeBron play with last year in Cleveland?
Kevin Love.
Go ahead.
J.R. Smith. What's up?
Yeah.
You want me to keep going?
Really, nobody. I mean, really, it was
the cast of Saturday Night Live.
It was LeBron James and the other guys.
Kyrie Irving. Oh, wait, he was no. Dwayne Wade. He did.
For a minute.
He did. He played with Dwayne Wade.
For a minute. I mean, they had Isaiah Thomas for a minute. Dwayne Wade for a minute.
Big Al, the Lakers won't be a 4 seed. LeBron's the best player in the world, but this isn't the East. Russ on the RamosLaw.com text line.
4 seed.
Big Al, are you crazy. 4 seed, maybe 8 seed as it sits. LeBron's never had to play in the West. Rodney. Thank you, Rodney.
4 seat.
All right. Well, I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, I've never liked the Lakers, so this, but I do like LeBron, but I've always hated the Lakers. So I will continue to hate the Lakers. Hated the Lakers as a Celtics fan growing up. Hated the Lakers, being here in Denver for 19 years. I will continue to hate the Lakers.
4-year, $153 million deal with the Lakers, and they can go ahead and fire their entire season tickets, ticket sales department as well. You want to buy season tickets? Go online, get them. We don't need to sell you on anything.
Did you see the note from Dan Gilbert?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought the note was appropriate because LeBron has done what he was supposed to do there.
Very classy. Parts of it. We will always remember the evening of June 19, 2016, as the Cavaliers, led by LeBron James, ended the 52-year drought, delivering the long, elusive championship that many thought they would never see. LeBron, you came home and delivered the ultimate goal, nothing but appreciation and gratitude for everything you put into every moment you spent in a Cavaliers uniform. We look forward to the retirement of the famous 23 Cavs jersey one day down the line, Dan Gilbert. And then also, I edited there, you know, you're a family man. We love you and your wife and your kids. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, quite a different send-off than the last time around by Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, and I think that he was ready for it this time.
I think that opens up maybe, you know, at the end of LeBron's career, perhaps a final sort of pass through Cleveland, maybe. But, you know, there were some quirky rumors about some different things. Like, the one that got my attention was he was enrolling his son in high school. And, you know, where?
In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. And parents know, well, you're not getting him anymore, I would suppose. But, you know, you start getting those emails from the school about you got to sign this up and you got that date. We're starting to get him. You know, it's happening. It happens. And you got to, you know, keep your family in mind. And from what I understand, Bronny is the best 13-year-old in the country, and he's off to play with a bunch of blue bloods in Beverly Hills.
And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
LeBron has really changed the game in NBA. When there was a time in the NBA that guys who wanted to sign deals signed massive, long deals. And it kind of locked them up for a long time in one place, 6 or 7 year deals, no problem. But LeBron, what he's done in the NBA has actually changed the game because he's the author of the short contract. And even though he signed a 4 year deal, it's a 3 year with a player option at the end, meaning he can in 3 years move again if he would like to. And I think this is this trend will continue.
What do you think about where he signed?
Los Angeles?
Why do you think he signed with the Lakers?
Because it's the Lakers. It's the Lakers. And, you know, you're saying instead of the Clippers, they play in the same building.
Instead of anybody.
Well, I think that he wanted to play for the Lakers.
For what reason?
But not with Kobe Bryant. He needed to be the show. He's the show.
I think it's all about business interests. Right. I think the one that really, to me,
feels like the right one is because his son will be playing high school basketball out there in the Los Angeles area. And he's got better competition there.
Yeah, he already owns a home out there. It's lifestyle-wise the best deal for him. I don't really think it's about winning. Winning may come, may not come. I think LeBron is not making decisions based on that. If he was making decisions on winning, he'd do what Kevin Durant did. But he certainly didn't do that, did he?
He did not.
He took a whole boatload of money. He went to the place that, you know, he wants to go to. And winning for LeBron now is, happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
They're going to win.
It's just not the highest priority.
When they get Kawhi, whenever that is, if it's not this year, then next year they're getting Kawhi.
Let me ask you this. If LeBron came to the Nuggets with the roster the Nuggets have.
4 seed.
They'd be just as good as the Lakers.
That's right.
Yeah, so this isn't about winning. If LeBron went to the Rockets, what are they?
1 seed.
Okay. If he went to the Celtics, what would they be?
1 seed.
So this isn't about winning for LeBron.
No, I think it's about winning, but it's winning in Los Angeles with the team that he wants to put together. And the Lakers are they're in a good position to land everybody that they want to land. Now, Paul George did not sign with the Lakers. I don't know if they really wanted him that badly. The guy that they want is Kawhi. And Paul George committing to the OKC Thunder was a little bit of a surprise. I thought that he would be some other place, but okay. He's going to play with Carmelo Anthony and Westbrook one more year. And why that happened that way, I don't know. But that's a good one, you know. And I thought that Chris Paul would, you know, there was a chance that Chris Paul could be part of this this migration to Los Angeles, but that didn't happen. He re-signed with the Houston Rockets. So the options of who was going to play in Los Angeles seems like, you know, like Magic did a good job of getting the biggest piece out there, but it doesn't feel like that this is done. And they will get Kawhi Leonard. The question is it this year or is it next year? Now, the San Antonio Spurs, They have to do the right thing. They have to move this guy right now. They have to move him or lose him. And I know there are a lot of people who say they wouldn't trade their best player, but listen, man, Carmelo Anthony was going to leave here no matter what. So we had to get something for him, and the Spurs will try and get a king's ransom for Kawhi Leonard. Or Kawhi can say, you know what, I'm just going to play. I'm going to lay back and, you know, milk this hamstring one more year, maybe not play at all. I mean, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. San Antonio's in trouble. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this all works out, because certainly Popovich doesn't want to get rid of his best basketball player. This is the second time in his career that he's ever had to deal with somebody asking for a trade. LaMarcus Aldridge was the first guy to ever approach him about being traded last year. He talked him off the ledge, okay? And they worked it out, and he's playing the style of basketball that he wants to play, and it's not an issue. But that did happen. We did see LaMarcus Aldridge last year ask for a trade from the San Antonio Spurs. Popovich talked him out of it. I would imagine that he's going to try again to talk Kawhi Leonard off of the edge and say that, you know, he wants to, you know, repair any damage that may have happened last year. But there was a lot of things that happened with Kawhi last year. And mainly it was, you know, the fact that he got misdiagnosed from a medical, from this medical department over with the Spurs. And he hasn't forgiven him.
What I think is great is JaVale McGee is now I can't believe he moved. JaVale had the gravy train of all gravy trains.
That made no sense at all.
JaVale's now a Laker.
Maybe he just wants to live in L.A.
Who knows what JaVale
is? JaVale McGee!
Also, Lance Stephenson is now with the Lakers.
Purely defense.
And Lonzo Ball and I guess LeVar Ball is going to be hanging out with. How's that going to go down with LeBron James and LeVar Ball?
That could be a piece. I mean, that could be one of the pieces.
What do you mean? LeVar Ball and LeBron James?
No, Ball goes to the Spurs.
Oh, they get rid of...
Yeah. I mean, there's some people that you just don't want. There's some
Lonzo.
Things, yeah. You know, Lonzo is a good basketball player, but his dad creates such a stir that may be part of a package.
Can you imagine that? When does LiAngelo get signed by the Lakers?
I don't know, but he just busted somebody up last week for 44 points.
Woof! Who was that? What?
And the JBL.
The what? I'm sorry, the what?
Is that it?
The Jewish Basketball League?
Mm.
Huh?
What's the name of LeVar Ball's league? Isn't it a JBL?
Oh, he's got his league? He's got his own league?
He's got his own league.
Is that over in Croatia?
No, here. What are you talking about?
LeVar Ball has a league here?
Yeah.
It's the JBL?
I think it is.
Huh.
Yep.
Sorry. I didn't know. He's got his own league. Who's in that league?
His son.
So he busted air for 44 points?
It's called the Junior Basketball League.
Yeah, Junior Basketball League.
Okay.
JBL.
Who plays in the JBL?
His sons.
Sorry.
and
another
guy.
I thought you need other players.
And but, other.
My bad. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Sorry.
And of course, the you know, the other guys that are trying to get looks in the NBA. But it's a professional league.
Oh, okay.
It's guys that play college basketball.
Or get arrested in China. are still asking their dad about when's the prom coming up. You know, those guys. So he's done with Turkestan.
Yeah, it's over.
Okay.
If he would have got LeBron James, that would have been so fun.
Yeah, it would have been great.
So fun, man. But, you know, we're still in a very difficult situation.
I could see us talking about the Nuggets a lot more if we had LeBron James. But we got the Joker, and we got, I knew they were going to get him. Of course, Al. Come on.
Deal signed?
Yes, of course. Okay. He wasn't going anywhere. He never was.
He was a free agent anyway. I mean, we could have matched anything.
Dude, he was a second-round draft pick from overseas. You know, they just don't care about the same sort of things. They're fine. He's fine here.
And Will Barton picked up another $10 million.
Good for Will Barton.
The Nuggets offered 4-year, 42. He said, no, I'm going to free agency. The Nuggets increased their offer 4-year, 52, and he took it.
Good for him.
Good for him.
All right. There you go. Sound a little saucy. Are you okay? Or are you,
oh, yeah, I'm good.
You upset about this at all?
Oh, no. It would have been fun, though. It would have been really fun to increase our likelihood of getting a championship out of the Nuggets.
Who are the best NBA free? Like, I did hear a rumor that are the Nuggets looking at Tony Parker? Did anybody else see that?
That would be a mistake.
Mm. All right, so I won't look into that. Who's the best free agent out there still, right now? Who we got? Who would mean something?
I don't even know. What's the list? I don't have the list in front of me.
Got me. NBA guys? Come on, NBA guys. I'm looking at you, NBA guys. Look at you, Kyle Berry, big sexy.
Dirk is going to re-sign 1-year deal. They opted out. The Mavs opted out of that contract, and so that Dirk can so they can trade for and sign DeAndre Jordan. So he's not really a free agent. DeAndre Jordan, did he already sign that deal? He's
1 year worth about $24 million.
1 year, $24 million?
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan to the Mavericks.
Right. So, yeah, all the big names are gone.
Tyreek Evans!
Don't need point guard help.
Yeah. Come on, I'm trying to... can we still trade for Kawhi Leonard?
We're not getting Kawhi Leonard.
We're not getting Kawhi Leonard.
No, we're not.
Oh, man, the NBA is so much fun.
But because of LeBron, there may be a chance to get...
Hey, man, do you understand the frustration that a more casual fan, me, would have with the NBA?
Why? It's a growing game. It's fun.
There's two teams every year. There's maybe three.
Now there are three teams in the West.
Shocker. Haven't there only been three teams? Are the best teams always from the West?
How about DeMarcus Cousins? He's a free agent.
Oh, that's true. Boogie is...
I hear he's got a great personality.
He's got a great relationship with Michael Malone.
Yeah. Yeah. How about him?
That was a serious comment. I was being serious.
I could tell in your tone. That was the serious, big, sexy voice.
Right.
Sure. You guys got to help me out here on how to stay positive about these moves. Because here's what I see. You sign a player that you drafted in the second round who looks like he's really good. And you sign Will Barton, who's skinny. And everybody's telling me Porter Jr. is a great draft pick because if he wasn't hurt, he'd be going top five. Okay. Jamal Murray, I know, is good. Gary Harris is good. Who are we getting rid of? We're getting rid of what?
You're going to have Chandler to because the luxury tax threshold is $123.733 million. Right now, the Nuggets have $143 million in salary heading
so
into next season.
So you got to dump like Wilson Chandler,
something
right?
Something is going to give. Something's got to give.
Fareed's got to be gone, right?
They just paid a tax.
No, we got to be getting rid of somebody. I mean, who's going to be gone?
They want to get rid of Fareed.
Do they have to trade him or can they just let him go?
No, I mean, you'd have to basically cut him a check.
How much?
Like $15 million or something like that.
By the way, did everybody enjoy celebrating Bonilla Day? Is it Bobby Bonilla or Barry Bonilla? Bobby Bonilla, right? Bobby Bonilla, greatest deal ever. To get rid of $5.9 million, the Mets are paying him like $28 million.
Is it still going?
It deferred. It started in what, like 2011, and is going to go for like 15 years. I mean, he didn't get any money for a chunk of time, and now he is going to get paid close to $28 million. He gets a check for like $1.1 million a year for nothing.
Until 2035.
It's awesome. It's one of the greatest deals. By the way, he's not the only one that agreed to the deferred thing. It's just that he got, like, he was probably the least productive player that got the most out of it. Awesome. Amazing. But by the way, you know, I did see the other side to it. The Mets, with that available money, got the players they needed to go to a World Series. They didn't win, but they got there. So, I don't know. Price of doing business. Bobby Bonilla Day.
Bobby Bonilla Day.
We should all be that lucky in life.
To get a $1.19 million annuity.
Can you imagine? Just every year, more or less for the rest of your life.
$1.19.
You're going to get $1 million.
Boom. There you go.
I could live off that.
So July 1st, here's a $1.19 million check.
That dude does not have to work. Unless he wants to. Anywho, JaVale McGee, that surprised me. And LeBron, that doesn't surprise me. He's just not. It's a lifestyle thing. It's who he wants to be in the future.
I commend him.
Sure, you knew whatever
for handling his career the way he has. He has.
Why would he stay in Cleveland?
Yeah, he's owned every moment that he.
By the way, from what I'm reading, there were late night negotiations with him and Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland was hanging in there the best they could. The Lakers just signed Rondo,
and the Lakers renounced Julius Randle's contract. Now he is an unrestricted free agent. That's a guy who can help us.
Just getting better and better for the Lakers. Isn't everybody around here pumped?
Capella? Jason Capella? I'll take Randle, though. I'll take Randle. I'll take Julius Randle.
Are you a Lakers fan now?
No.
Okay.
I roll with Golden State.
Okay.
You know how I roll.
I'll stay with the Nuggets.
You know how I roll. You know I'm rolling with those boys up north.
Those are your guys?
Those are my guys.
What about the Nuggets?
I like the Nuggets. But I mean I love extreme talent. I love extreme talent.
I'm not a real boy.
Struggling.
I love extreme talent. That's the most talented team I've ever seen in my life. That's a great team.
All right. So
and for us to beat them. Every now and then, I feel good about it because everybody gets their best shot.
There's nothing like a win in mid-December.
Nothing like a win in mid-December. We get it every year. We get one against the Lakers. We get one against Golden State.
Just Dan Jordan losses on the regular.
I know. It's awesome. When we finished in ninth place this year because we couldn't win the final game against Minnesota, I was thinking to myself, man, what a win against Golden State in December.
Mr. Sarkisian.
And then, you know, we don't have to worry about this. I think the Golden State Warriors kind of just showed you what they're all about.
Let's face it, they're going to win another four championships in a row.
I've been saying that. I think they got at least another three in a row coming. So
LeBron probably makes it to the Western Conference
Finals
championship at some point.
But he needs a dynamic point guard.
He just got Rondo.
Well, Rondo is a defensive guy. He's an assist guy.
What do you mean, what point guard? What's a point guard in the NBA anymore? What exactly does a point guard even do in the NBA?
A guy who can hold a basketball, take some pressure off of him, and score.
LeBron game. You just give Bronny the ball out of the way.
Yeah, you can, but you need another scoring option. They need another scoring option. And unless Ball comes along. Comes along, then I think they'll be fine. But Kuzman, he's a nice player.
Who has better guards right now, the Lakers or the Nuggets?
Oh, the Nuggets.
Who has a better big man, the Lakers or the Nuggets?
The Nuggets.
That's it. The Nuggets are a better team. Should I stay away from the best player on earth?
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go. LeBron James. He's a Laker. Not a Nugget. They came in second.
That's just sick.
We come back with the big three next.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web, 303-790-2222. The phone number, SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's Big Al and D-Mac with the Big Three, presented by Sam's Number 3 Diner and Bar.
LeBron James is now a Los Angeles Laker. How does that impact the NBA and the world of sports, Alfred?
I think that became the hottest ticket in all of sport, the season tickets for the Lakers. I think it's helped the NBA in one of the largest markets that they will now be able to say that they can play on Christmas Day. They can be the featured game. And I think basketball is better when the Lakers are good. When the Lakers are good, everything feels right. And they haven't been good for the last few years, and it's felt really crummy, you know. So I think it's really good. I think it's good for the sporting world altogether.
Why is LeBron a Laker?
Because of living in Los Angeles. I think living in Los Angeles, playing for the most powerful basketball organization in the world, means a lot. And his marketability there in Los Angeles is, you know, he's LeBron James no matter where he goes. But in Los Angeles, man, he can be, you know, he can take it up another notch or two because of the fan base. I think it's great. I think it's great for basketball that he is in Los Angeles.
Longos.
Three.
Well, it's done. Tiger Woods has lost his tournament. Jack Nicklaus has the Memorial. Arnold Palmer has Bay Hill.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this was Tiger Woods' tournament, the AT&T National, when it started. But it's, you know, it's done.
What do you mean?
It's done. I mean, they lost it. They lost the tournament. So,
what, PGA is not going to go there anymore?
No, that's it.
Kind of like we used to have the International, and
yes,
now we don't?
Yeah, yeah.
Tiger could come here and bring back the International. That'd be awesome.
He doesn't have a sponsor. You know, it's not the same. So the PGA Tour would not make any concessions for him in that tournament next year. So that's it.
Well,
how do you feel about it?
I could care less.
Really?
I couldn't care less. What could I be less caring about?
You could care less about that tournament.
I don't care. Okay. I don't care that Tiger Woods doesn't have a tournament. Who cares? Do you care? I mean, why? I'd have to ask you why you would care.
Why do I care? I don't. When you think about the game's greatest players, you know, and they have their tournament, I think that's special. I think when you are, when you're the biggest star and you have your tournament and everybody shows up, it says a lot. But it's done. It's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
Three.
I think when the World Cup started, I mean, it was somewhat interesting, but let's keep it real. Ronaldo's out. Messi's out. Does anybody care right now about the World Cup? I mean, seriously, does anybody care right now?
D-Mac, I got to tell you, man, I watched a heartbreaking game today. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if you did you see any of the World Cup today?
No, because I, again, don't care. What game was heartbreaking?
Oh, my goodness, man.
Who against which two teams?
Japan had a 2-0 lead on Belgium.
Yeah.
And lost the game.
The waffles came back hard?
Oh, D-Mac, man. It was one of the... Oh, man. It was.
Your heart was broken for Japan?
My heart, man, I'm telling you, man, they played a beautiful game.
They did?
They played a beautiful... They were up 2-0, man. 2-0.
Okay.
They lost the game in the last minute of the match.
Why can't you be happy for Belgium? Why do you have to be sad
goodness.
For Japan?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you're talking about an upset? This has been like the upset of upsets.
Why is it? Why?
Oh, because Belgium is ranked like number 2 in the world. 2 or 3 in the world.
So they won. So why is it an upset?
Oh, I know. Japan was there. They had the game won, and they went to this defense. You know, I guess, you know, the prevent defense where they had 4 backups. I watched it, man. I watched the entire game, and I was just like, you got to be kidding me. The last minute, the goalkeeper catches the ball, rolls it out, starts a fast break.
Yeah. Got, yes.
They had one extra guy.
Yeah.
So they had the numbers.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Man, a shot came over. The guy that was in the center bypassed the shot.
Uh-huh.
And he let it go to the guy that was trailing him. And when I tell you it was off the chain, I mean, the play was just beautiful.
Oh, so you're loving the World Cup.
I like it. I like the athleticism, man.
I'm bored to tears by it because it doesn't have any stars left. if Ronaldo was in it and Messi was in it, I couldn't tell you one guy from Belgium or Japan, but you watched the whole game. Who was, give me
I don't know the
name of one guy.
I don't know. But I just like, I told you, I can watch soccer. I can just appreciate what they're doing and how they're
getting into it.
I need a star. I need to see the athleticism. I need to see them moving.
I need the U.S. of A.
And the whole time I was watching Japan today, I was thinking like, man, all we need to do is just qualify to be in.
And then
and
what?
We didn't.
Okay. Bongos.
Three!
Are you happy that the Nuggets re-signed Will Barton?
Yeah, of course. Definitely.
Yeah?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. What is the Nuggets' outlook for the 2018-2019 season?
I certainly thought they were going to make the playoffs last year, but I do think they'll make the playoffs, and then we'll sort of go from there. But you got to get back. You got to win those games that matter, and they had their chances at the end, and they just let it slip through their fingers last year. But I think they got the talent to do it. I think they would have been better off with LeBron James. I know that's a stretch, but right there. Yeah. But no, I'm fine with it. Sounds good. I don't know what other pieces of the puzzle. It looks like Cousins is the next big piece out there, right? So that'd be awesome, but he'll probably take less money and just go with the Lakers because he'll give him the best chance to win. I really wish we could have re-signed JaVale McGee! Overall, I'm happy with what the Nuggets did. You?
I think we have a competitive team, and that's really important. I don't know how we get to 50. I just don't know how we get to.
I don't know how we get to 47.
I just don't know. I don't know how that happens anymore. I mean, is there a way that we can find a way to get to 47? Is there a way that we can make the playoffs?
I'll tell you what. When you have win 46, win the next game.
I mean, we had 46 wins,
right?
We got
all the answers today.
We got 46 wins last year.
Yeah.
You needed 47 in the West to get in.
Yeah.
How do we get to 48? How do we get to 50 to ensure if we get to 50, then
we're in? You can't drop games that you got to win, you know, and you should win. I know they dropped a few
of those. I still think about that Memphis Grizzly game that
there
we should have won.
There you go.
I mean, anyway, but I don't know how we get to 50 now with the Lakers being better.
Bongos.
Three!
Well, you don't care. You're a Golden State fan anyways.
Well, I mean, I'm never backing off of that. Yes, I do love the Golden State Warriors. I love the way that they play basketball. I like their head coach. He's my homeboy. So, I mean, why not? Why not the Golden State Warriors?
I'm not telling you not to. Just don't
pure shooters, man.
Pure shooters.
I've never seen three guys that can fill it up like those three can out there.
By the way, the Avalanche signed like 9 guys over the past couple of days.
Any of them going to help us?
They're going to all be awesome.
Okay.
I don't know. Who knows with hockey? Big Sexy, did you like the Avalanche signings? Did you? Maybe there weren't 9, but
remember, nobody cares about my Avalanche stuff. I'm a Preds fan.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Forgot about that.
Hey, Nikki wrote a great article in The Athletic about my favorite guy, Emmanuel Sanders. It's actually pretty good news. Details next.
It's The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
I'm getting called out by a lot of soccer lovers. D-Mac, lame excuse, need a star. Grrr. The World Cup is better because the stars are out of the cup. That's from Chip Thomas. Thanks, Chip. Chip wants to say that big-time sporting events are more exciting when the stars aren't part of the process.
That's not true.
It's an incredible insight by Chip.
So you're wrong.
Belgium has a stacked team of stars.
Oh, man, Belgium.
You guys just ring a bell whenever you've heard of any of these guys. Lukaku, De Bruyne, Hazard, Kompany, and Courtois. Oh, Big Sexy, you know all those guys?
I mean, they're some of the best soccer players in the world, D-Mac.
Really?
Yes, they are.
What club does De Bruyne play for?
I don't personally know. I've heard their names.
What team does what team does LeBron James play for?
Who cares?
Oh, that would be the Lakers.
But we're talking about the World Cup right now.
Right. So you don't know that?
I'm not a hardcore soccer fan, but I've heard the names.
You just claimed that they play for some of the best soccer clubs in the world.
No, I didn't say that.
What'd you
say? I said that they're some of the best soccer players in the world.
But you can't tell me what club they play for.
No, because I don't care enough about soccer to know about that.
Okay. So how do you know they're the best soccer players in the world?
Because I've seen soccer games, and I know the big name soccer players in the world.
Okay, so
you don't need to do extensive research to know that some of these players are the big names in the world.
Except you can't name where they play their club.
No, because they 1 year could play in Spain, the next year transfer to England.
Oh well, then where did Hazard play this year? He's one of the big names that's left. Where did he play last year?
I just explained to you that I do not care enough about soccer to know this, but I've heard of them before.
It's okay. It's like when somebody makes a claim and then you just can't back it up. Like
All I know is they're great athletes.
Would you like me to look up the stats really quick?
I can look up stats, but if you're a star, you know things off the top of your head. Why does it matter?
Because
it's boring for regular fans to watch.
Oh, it was not boring. That game today was unbelievable.
His name is Hazard, by the way.
I don't know what his name is.
Yeah, I just told you what it is.
Hazard.
His name is Hazard.
Okay.
Eden Hazard.
All right. And he plays for Arsenal? Chelsea.
There you go.
How'd Chelsea do this year?
I mean, let's bring up all of the college World Series. Let's pull up college baseball.
All right.
And we'll pull our listeners right now.
I don't make a claim.
But the claim is that you're making right now that nobody cares about the World Cup, and you're absolutely wrong about it.
No.
You are absolutely wrong. I didn't say nobody cared about it.
It's boring.
You just said it like 10 minutes ago.
All right. You know, that's right. Most sports fans in America and most sports fans here in Denver are bored to tears with the World Cup, are not paying attention to it.
Only reason, because the United States is not in the World Cup.
Fine.
Well, that's not true either. I mean, I guess I'm not the only guy that likes soccer, right?
My bad. It's thrilling and exciting. Everybody is dialed in.
You personally missed one heck of a game earlier today between Japan and Belgium.
That was a great game. You missed a great match between Russia and Spain earlier this weekend. Russia moving on.
The only reason Russia is in the World Cup right now is because they're hosting the World Cup.
Right.
They're the lowest ranked World Cup team
You want me to be pulling for Russia?
I don't care if you want to, but they're the underdog story right now when they go in and beat Spain.
But here's something that was an interesting note, just to let you know how rare it was for a team to be up 2-0 and to lose in a World Cup event. The last time it happened was 1970.
Okay.
I mean, D-Mac, when I tell you the game was great, it was a great, great match. And you know what it also taught me today?
What was the relevance of the win for? Like, what round is it in? What does it mean?
I don't know.
You don't know.
It's the round of 16 right now.
Right.
Okay.
Each game, or each match, is like a do or die for each team.
Okay, so they go on to the Elite Eight.
Basically.
So Japan gets eliminated and Belgium goes on to the Elite Eight.
Yes.
Who are the other teams who are also in the Elite Eight right now without looking it up on the internet?
Sweden and Switzerland.
Okay.
Well, you know, Brazil.
I'm sorry, what hell?
Brazil is?
Yeah. Okay.
Brazil just beat Mexico earlier.
They beat Mexico, yeah.
Right. You guys are into it, man. That's good for you guys. That's awesome.
I can't believe, man, you played soccer your whole life, man, and
played
you don't like
life.
It.
Bored to tears by it.
Really? Why?
Because they don't have enough stars that I recognize. And maybe it's because I'm a moron.
It's because Pele retired years ago.
If Pele was in it. I knew two big guys going into this. I knew Ronaldo and I knew Messi. And they're both out of it. And I watched the game, Ronaldo against, I don't know, Spain. No, he plays for Spain. Spain against somebody. I don't know. He scored 3 goals. I thought it was pretty cool.
Big game he had.
Excuse me that I'm like, I don't know, most Americans. And I there's no doubt I'm the biggest soccer guy here. I'm probably the best soccer player here at the radio station. How about that?
Hey, what's crazy? I'll tell you what's crazy is that.
Probably. I definitely am. Who else even plays soccer here at the radio station?
Probably every 3-year-old.
There you go. Rip on the sport. that's the way to do it.
My sons played. They had a great time. I didn't understand
it. Your sons didn't play soccer. To what level did your sons play soccer?
Oh, my goodness. They were done
high school?
Like 70 years old.
Okay.
I mean, they played when they were really, really young.
Yeah, so they didn't really play soccer.
No.
They kicked the ball around.
Football. Yeah.
So your sons didn't play soccer.
They did for a little while, two or three years apiece. Is that not playing?
That is definitely not playing soccer.
Well, then what is it then?
High school, varsity level, start there and then go from there.
Oh, well, you know, soccer conflicts
with the
other sports that they were doing.
If you don't understand the basic strategies in the games, and the basic strategy in the game cannot really be played at any kind of high level except for high club, maybe starting at 13 or high school varsity.
And look, man, I was just responsible for the orange slices, okay?
I understand.
But that still doesn't mean that it isn't fun and exciting, because it really is. I mean, for me.
You guys are selling me. Everybody's into it, I guess.
No, I'm not saying, not necessarily into one player or one team in particular. It's just the athleticism, man, the ball handling and, you know, and today, I'm going to tell you why the game was so big today.
Okay.
The dudes from Belgium, man, they were like 5-6 inches bigger than every last one of the players from Japan. I'm just saying, does it matter? I'm asking you.
Soccer's played primarily on the ground.
But every time there was a header, they were like three feet, four feet.
But soccer is more or less, see, this is why people don't even understand what they're watching. Soccer is more or less played on the ground.
Right.
Occasionally there's balls in the air, that's for sure.
Every corner kick is in the air.
Yeah, well, how many corner kicks do you think you have per game?
I think today there was...
Seven?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
How many passes on the ground were today?
Oh, all
700?
Yeah.
So it's more or less...
But your scoring opportunity is better when you have a guy that's, you know, a 6-inch advantage
on
over...
On corner kicks, sure.
Yeah.
So on those seven, were any goals scored off corner kicks today?
No.
Okay.
But a lot of opportunities.
Belgium had 10 corners.
10 corners.
That's good. Those are all scoring opportunities.
Right, exactly. And I'm talking about these guys were
skying over
the smaller guys. Yeah. I mean, it just looked like it was a physical mismatch.
Well, they won. The bigger team won.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
There you go. Great.
Oh, I wanted Japan to win, though. I did want them to win. I mean, the crowd was going nuts.
Are all these callers here to just yell at me and say why soccer's awesome? Should we just do a round of soccer's awesome phone calls?
Let's talk to the fellas.
We have to do it quick because we only have like 30 seconds here. All right, Aaron, tell me why soccer's awesome.
I actually didn't call about soccer.
All right, I'm looking for soccer's awesome calls. Lucas, why is soccer awesome? Yeah.
Hey, I just have one quick thing to say to you, D-Mac, and that's like, if you don't think that soccer is exciting, I would just go back and watch the highlights of the France-Argentina game that was played on Saturday morning, because some of those goals were the most beautiful things I've seen in sports.
Yeah, guess what? Every goal in soccer is incredible because it's so hard to score. So it's always amazing when somebody scores in soccer. It was always amazing when I scored. Whenever I scored a goal, I thought that was incredible. I just scored a goal. Cameron, what's going on? And I guarantee you, on this radio station, I am the only person to ever score a goal in a soccer game.
Oh, good!
I'm just telling you, a varsity soccer game. I guarantee. Or wait, anybody else? Varsity level soccer. Anybody score a varsity level soccer goal here on the staff? No,
not me.
I'm it. Okay, Cameron, what's up?
Hi, D-Mac. I don't know how you could say it hasn't been exciting when none of the games have been decided by more than two goals. Every game has been close down to the end.
No, so every game ends with the ball in the middle of the field, with the defense knocking an opportunity out. Every game, it's just like Japan. We get a two-goal lead, and then we go into a tortoiseshell defense.
Right.
And it came back and stung them. They stopped being aggressive. Every game is boring. And every goal is scored by some form of miracle. And
the winning goal today was beautiful. I mean, it was a...
Every goal's beautiful, though.
No, you gotta see it.
I've seen it. I've watched soccer my entire life.
I'm talking about the goal today.
Describe the goal today that was so amazing. What happened?
So it was they were in the last minute of extra time.
Yeah.
Last minute.
Yeah.
Okay. Japan had a corner kick.
Yeah.
So the corner kick went high. And it wasn't with enough force. The goalie runs out, catches the ball.
Yeah.
Right? Catches it. Okay,
yeah.
And starts a fast break.
Yeah.
Rolls it.
Okay.
And now they got numbers, man.
Right.
I'm telling you, it was good. Then the guy that was in the – so there were three guys, right? So
yeah.
the guy on the outside looked like he was passing it to the guy on the inside.
Yeah.
And the guy on the inside purposely let the ball go past.
Yeah.
And then on the other side, this guy came from nowhere and just popped it right in. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
So Japan was a bunch of idiots, and that's how they lost the game.
They were just trying to get, you know, the corner kick to go in, so and it worked against them.
The game was tied, and they tried to score in a corner kick, and in transition goal, Belgium won.
Yes, yes, transition goal. That's what they call it.
Great.
It was fun, at least for me, man.
No, it sounds like a very exciting way to...
the last minute of the game? Oh, everybody knew that game was going overtime. Japan was crying,
Another one of my beefs. You really never know what the last minute of the game is. Because,
But they had to calm down.
Maybe we got time. Maybe we don't have time.
It was 94 minutes and change. And they had 5 minutes of extra time. But, I mean, it was, man, I'm telling you.
Awesome.
It was awesome. As a sporting event goes, that was pretty awesome. And and then all the guys from
Japan, game you watching?
Man.
What game are you watching, looking forward to tomorrow?
I don't know. Whatever's on.
Big Sexy, what are you looking forward to tomorrow? What's your game?
Well, there are two. I'm actually looking for England and Colombia. Hopefully Colombia can pull the upset.
Who's the best player on England?
I'm not sure.
Okay. How about Colombia? Who's their best player?
Does that matter to
me?
Yeah,
it does matter to me.
Why?
It does. Because it's interesting when I know who plays.
Why not just... watch the game because it's on.
Maybe I'll watch it because if I'm not doing anything else.
I feel the same way about when I was watching last week with Arkansas and Oregon State.
That's fine. I don't blame you. I never made a claim that it was all that exciting. I'm just into it. So there's a big difference between saying I'm into something and everybody loves it.
Huh? So
the problem with soccer people is soccer people can't admit that they love a boutique sport here in America.
It is a boutique sport here.
And they want to force it down everybody's throat like it's really like the greatest thing ever. I can understand why people aren't into college baseball. I get it. And I could give you names. I could tell you who plays for, you know, the teams that were playing.
but to me, I can
tell you who they were drafted by because I care about it. But I understand that nobody else cares about it. I get it. It's a boutique sport.
Baseball.
There you go.
This is the World Cup.
This is the drive.